Well, as we've heard, the federal government has announced $17.7 billion in funding for aged care. The health minister, Greg Hunt, says it's a once-in-a-generation overhaul. But is it good or bad news for the aged care sector? Dr. Sarah Russell is the co-founder of Aged Care Reform Now. I spoke to her a short time ago.
Somewhere in between, Sally. I think the any extra money into aged care is going to be welcomed. However, we still don't have transparency, and financial transparency is so important in this sector because we need to know how the providers are spending this money. So I'm very disappointed that more emphasis wasn't placed on transparency.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that we need to know that the money that the, particularly this extra money that's going into aged care is actually spent on the person getting the support, not on the providers getting executive salaries and driving sports cars.
So for individual residents, are you expecting any big change?
Residents who wake up in the aged care home today are not going to notice any change, because some of these recommendations and funding increases don't happen for at least 12 months. So today's residents are not going to notice any change, and in the future they may notice a little bit of extra time spent by a carer or a registered nurse in the aged care home. But these changes have not been substantial.
What about for those people who are awaiting home care packages? We know that that waiting list has been very long. This investment that the government has announced, what effect are you expecting on those waiting lists?
More home care packages is welcomed. And people want to stay at home, and this is welcomed. They say this is going to get rid of the waiting list by the end of next year. Well, fingers crossed that happens, but I don't see that happening with this sort of investment, particularly the fact that only 12,000 of these packages are level four, which is the highest level of package. That's not enough.
What about compliance overall? You're talking about transparency and compliance. What kind of compliance measures are you hoping there, not only for the spending, but making sure that time spent is actually being spent with residents?
Well, I actually haven't heard how they're going to measure this time. To me, it seems it's either going to increase documentation. I'm not very optimistic. Given the history of what we've heard over the last 2 years in this Royal Commission of neglect and negligence and abuse, I don't see this extra time and the compliance to providing extra time for each resident is going to make a big difference. I think we are going to continue to hear stories of negligence and neglect and abuse.
Is it about the quality of care as much as the quantity?
The biggest thing that should have been addressed in this budget is the workforce. We are going to need more people wanting to work in aged care homes. We're going to need more people wanting to work in people's homes as well. So we need a workforce that is, we're encouraging people to come into the workforce. We're paying them a decent salary to work in the aged care workforce, and we retain them. But by and large, this budget did not address sufficiently the workforce crisis in aged care.
That's Dr. Sarah Russell, co-founder of Aged Care Reform Now.